Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
We got news. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports Up. Giddy up. March Madness in full swing. The dogs barking so far, 6-0. Started off the day with number 10, Minnesota, taking out number 7, Louisville, 86-76. Number 3, LSU, beating number 14, Yale, 79-74. Tigers win. Bulldogs cover the number. Great game. Best game of the day so far. New Mexico State, the 12 seed versus number 5, Auburn. Auburn hangs on to win 78-77. Aggies missing a 3 at the buzzer, but they cover the number. 4 seed Florida State taking out Vermont, 76-69 is the final for the Seminoles, but the Catamounts cover in that game. Game goes over the number. Number 15, Bradley, hanging with Michigan State all day long, but Sparty wins 76-65. MSU wins, and as once we said, Bradley, the underdog, covering. Number 11, Belmont, taking on number 6, Maryland. A very, very solid game. Maryland came back to win 79-77. Another close one. Dog gets the one-point cover. Game's going on right now. 13 seed Northeastern taking on Kansas, and Kansas is up 64-36 right now in the second. And Murray State taking on number 5, Marquette. Marquette was minus 3, 153. Murray State up 42-35. That one is at the half. Let's take a look at the late games here. We got 6:50 action tipping off. We have Florida and number 7, Nevada. Nevada minus 2.5, 135. 7:10 action. Number 2, Kentucky versus number 15, Abilene Christian. Wildcats minus 20.5, 132. Kentucky's leading scorer, P.J. Washington, out for this game. 7:20 action, number 11, St. Mary's versus number 6, Villanova. Villanova, small four-point favorites, 127.5. At 7:27 p.m., number 16, Fairleigh Dickinson, taking on number 1 seed, Gonzaga. Gonzaga, minus 28, 152.5. Late-night session tips off with number 15, Montana, and number 2, Michigan. 9:20, the Wolverines, minus 15, 129.5. Seton Hall and Wofford. Wofford, 2.5 point favorites, 145. 9:50 action. Number 14, Old Dominion versus 3 seed Purdue. Purdue, minus 12.5, 127. Last game of the night, Syracuse versus Baylor. Cuse, minus 1.5, 130. It looks like Colin Kaepernick and those guys, hey, they should have taken it to court. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick and current NFLer Eric Reid are going to receive less than $10 million. That, according to the Wall Street Journal, in their settled collusion grievance against the NFL. Kaepernick and Reid faced a difficult challenge in court to burden of proof collusion as defined by the league's collective bargaining agreement. Kaepernick drawing that national attention in 2016 when he knelt for the national anthem and severed his contract with San Fran back in March of 2017. Reid still in the league, signing with the Panthers in February. But breaking news here, we got lots of NFL news today. Linebacker Justin Houston, very good player. He signs on the former chief with Indianapolis, a 2-year deal worth $24 million. Baseball news. This one smelling good for Tampa Bay. The Rays signing left-handed ace Ian Snell to a 5-year, $50 million extension. The deal does not include any options. The Fireballer won the AL Cy Young last season, an incredible 21-5 record, crazy low 1.89 ERA and 0.97 WHIP, and just under 182 innings of work. Other NFL news: the New Orleans Saints are giving Drew Brees another top weapon. The Saints going to be signing top-tier tight end Jared Cook. Cook had a really good year for a bad Raiders team last season, racking up 866 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns to boot. Jimmer Fredette coming back to the NBA. The Phoenix Suns have agreed to a 2-year deal with the 30-year-old guard. He spent the last 3 seasons in China, averaging 36 points per game. 6-pack in the NBA tonight. We got action all over the board. We'll talk to the Daily Roto guys and get their best DFS thoughts. Here's the spreads. Denver, 8.5, 230. Minnesota at Charlotte. Hornets, minus 5, 222. Utah, minus 7.5 versus Atlanta, 225.5. Detroit, minus 8.5. At Phoenix, 218 over under. Dallas travels to Sacramento. Kings minus 9, 230. And Indiana at Golden State Warriors, 11 point faves, 219. Baseball action today from Tokyo. The Mariners moved to 2-0 with a 5-4 win over Oakland. Seattle's Ichiro retiring from baseball after this series. Very, very good standing ovation. Great stuff for one of the best in the game, one of the best hitters. More bad news for Oakland. They're shutting down pitching prospect Jesus Luzardo. He's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a muscle strain in his shoulder. Golf right now, taking a look at the leaderboard, Joel Damon and Seb Straka still share the lead at 5 under par at the PGA's Valspar Championship at Copperhead. Russell Knox, Kevin Kisner, Luke Donald, one shot off the pace. 12 games in the National Hockey League tonight. We'll take a look at the games we like on the board in the DFS betting hour at 6 o'clock. We got the Daily Roto guys, your calls, picks, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage. Stick around. Betting, DFS, and picks galore coming right up.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. All right, we're into level 3. Let's do this thing. Red Heat and Rage, our radio March Madness edition, as we track all the live action, where we at right now. Kansas is kicking the crap out of Northeastern right now.
Up 30.
A game that I passed on. I didn't take this game. Yeah, 66-36 right now. I've been telling people, Kansas aren't as done as people say they are.
I agree.
Murray State are up 7 right now at the half. And we've got Murray State, and we got the over of the game, actually. And we're pretty big on this one because I put it in with the East Coast and West Coast inputters, Cam.
A lot of inputting.
Yeah. So we're 42-35 at the half. And next up is Florida and Nevada. Nevada now -2.5, totals an even 135. We've got Abilene Christian, and Washington is out for Kentucky. Kentucky lay 20.5, total is 132. We've got St. Mary's and Villanova on the board. St. Mary's, Villanova. Total keeps dropping all the way down to 127.5 right now. I think we got it at 128. You got it at 128, right? We got Villanova -4 in this basketball game. Gonzaga -28.5 now. Total's 152.5. That's kind of my bigger play of the night, guys. I think Gonzaga and Fairleigh Dickinson's going to go over the 152.5 tonight. Should be some points there. Hopefully Fairleigh can score.
I got good news and I got bad news. I got you got 127.5 with the total in the St. Mary's game, so only a half. But the other total, yeah, what do you got? Over 152.5, Fairleigh Dickinson and Gonzaga and all the rest, everything's in. And the good news, even after those big plays,
there's
you
no
still
good
got
news.
Like,
where's the good
you
news?
Got 100. Well, the good news is you still got 100 bucks in your account after these big plays and bullets spent. There's still a little left in the gun.
Okay, so right now, when you hit refresh, there's $100 there?
Yeah, $99.43, correct.
All right. And plus I have a lot of active plays now.
And there's things going on, right? That's kind of
how many
point.
Current
a lot
bets?
Of things
it
going
says
on.
Current bets. How many current bets?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you got? So, yeah, you got 9 bets in total. And Murray State over. Yeah, so a lot of things are going on.
Yeah, a lot of things are going on. 9 bets in total. And $100 left. I keep doing it. It's risky. I keep pretty much going all in, Cam. You know what I mean? I keep sort of
it's getting a lot
it
bigger. It's getting a lot bigger.
Look, I'm 13-3-1. So they say, we talked about it yesterday, you dial it up when you're winning, not when you're losing, right?
Correct.
So my bad. You know, we left Bob and we left Jay. We left Slick Picks on hold earlier.
A lot of things were going on. Yeah, we'll do the phones now. We got
a lot
nine.
Of games, a lot of money, and a lot of stuff. Exactly. Murray State up by 9, 21-0 on the season, went up leading at the half as well. Oh, and a ball goes in. It's lucky he didn't get a technical. Murray State just flexed in Howard's face.
That game's not over yet, though. I think it's going to be a good one.
Not done yet. Game time decisions continues.
Fantasy.
Big league, though, $200.
That's $200 league.
It's a big-time draft.
The money is, but, you know, the players in the game are like local jabronis and stuff, you know what I mean?
So you crushed them.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I pretty much dominated. You have to hear this team.
He read me out his team.
It's pretty stacked.
It is a 10-team league, so, I mean, everyone might be stacked. But he basically put these jabronis through tables.
Let me hear. At catcher, I got Danny Jansen. I got Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Nick Senzel.
It's a good team.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Weekend fantasy update.
Of the 30 current closers right now, half won't have the job by July 1st.
That is true.
If you automatically get the under on everybody, as long as you get some good juice, you're going to be okay, because you're probably going to be right. Either they lose jobs because of poor performance, because of injury. It's the easiest play. If you blow two saves in a row, the media wants your head, the fans want your head, the owner wants your head. Even if it's not even your fault. But when you blow those games in the ninth inning, we have no patience for it. None. Unless you're an ace.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Level 3, 46-35.
Early in the second half, Murray State and Marquette. We'll keep our eye on this game for you. Kansas is a complete beatdown right now. But we do have Florida and Nevada tipping off in about, 28 minutes time, actually. And that's going to be a fun basketball game. So Nevada and Florida up next. And, oh, they moved the tip off back 10 minutes. 6:50 Eastern time. Let's bring Slick Picks in right now. Slick Picks, let's hit the pipelines. Old school style, Slick Picks. Jay, what's going on,
buddy?
Slick Picks, how you doing, buddy? All right?
Slick Picks.
Not bad. I haven't talked to you in a while. How's things?
Hey, you know, we're doing our thing. It's like things don't change with me, Slick Picks. You know, wherever I am, whatever we're doing.
Yeah, you're nothing but consistent. But it was interesting hearing Big Man on campus talk about Oceans. It sounds like that's a place for the Sterling Club members.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a bad point, actually, at this point. Like, as I get called,
I did check it out. They wanted a nickel a night for a room. I'm like, I'm not paying a nickel a night. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what's funny, though? I remember busting your balls years ago in Vegas about the Sterling Club, when you busted out the Sterling Club card at the Pobs. And I was like, that's great and stuff. And it felt like so long. Like, dude, I'm like a year and a half away. And
I understand. I know.
It's gonna be when I get to the Sterling, I'm a year and a half away. I'll take advantage of it, bro. I'm going to go right to the Palms. I'm going to say, give me the card, man. Everything's $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, buddy, you know,
well, it's just all they do is they put a sticker on you guys. It says Sterling.
Right there, Slick Picks. Like, I love the $5 bracket.
Hey, these casinos, everything's five bucks.
You love it.
That's right. Wear it with pride, man. Own it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You're going to love it, Morenzi. Yeah.
Nothing wrong. And plus, the other thing, when you guys were talking about women versus men, Yeah. Gabe, I got to say I agree with you. If you ever want to see basketball played purely, the women play old school basketball, pick and rolls, all that stuff. It's like, because they don't have the athleticism yet of the guys, so they have to play, they're purists to some degree.
Yeah, they have the fundamentals.
Yeah, they're very fundamental, absolutely. There's no question about it. So I totally agree with you. I don't know where those numbers came from, but I did. I DM'd you an article that I saw somewhere about some study that somebody did that said the women shoot 3% better than the men, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about how that study was done, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is from the Associated Press, January 23rd. Oh, Cam.
Yeah.
Imagine if we bet $1,000 for real suddenly and I came back with this evidence after the fact.
Exactly. I'm already in my car. Vroom, vroom. Bye-bye. Isn't there a limitation?
So did I hear this right? You got to go for a sleep study?
Yeah, slip picks. I got sleep apnea, yeah. I need a new mask.
Yeah, Mr. H. I know more people that have those machines. I swear by mine, man. I got it, too.
It's actually crazy, Gabe. When you don't use it, you can really die.
It makes all the difference in the world once you get it, though, man. You finally get to sleep half decent. So, believe me, it's worth it to get it.
I got to go and take care of this. I usually have, like 9 cups of coffee a day. It's insane just to get up. Like, it's hard. And that's with a machine. So,
yeah.
My machine's busted. Oh, but anyway, Gabe, these things go for like $2,000 now too. They're really expensive. These sleep machines, they're not $100. They're expensive.
I got one fairly cheap. I got one for a deuce.
Good for you.
A travel
good
one.
For you. Wow.
Yeah. So it doesn't have the humidifier and all that crap. I don't want to bore everybody with good sterling medical talk here. I mean, come on, let's get real. People aren't listening for that kind of crap.
Wants to play the next year. Yeah,
exactly. got a new.
But you know, the funny thing is, some of these teams today, like Villanova, you know, they're at a point. I'm seeing like 3.5 now.
Wow.
You know, 3.5 is pretty damn tempting for goddamn Villanova.
I bet.
And the same with Nevada.
We got Nevada on
the money 2 line. Or whatever the hell it is. 2.5.
Yeah, down to 2.5 now. You know, we see this, you know, it's a similar situation with K-State and Irvine tomorrow. People jump on these trendy dogs and the numbers come way down. But people could say the same thing about Murray State. Yet we had Pete Gillen on this morning, smart guy, former coach, and he did the Big East tournament. And he said Marquette's tired. Now he goes, these guys are out of gas. He goes, they're not going to be able to keep up with Murray State. Like, he was giving picks, and it was nice from a coach's perspective. He was like, this game, I'm like, damn, this game, this and that. And that's what we're seeing right now. But I just wanted to say, you're a smart man, Slick Pick. So I was looking around. It's just because one of my buddies, for some reason, got copped at Oceans. So I'm getting lucky, and it's like one of the big rooms and stuff. So I'll just pass out
couch
or one of the things there. But I was looking it up. There's the motels and stuff a mile away, and the Motel 6s.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be leaving until Friday night anyway, so I probably won't get there till Saturday. So, you know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
I'll see you on Saturday. I definitely won't get there tomorrow because I'm tied up. We made reservations at a place to go watch the afternoon games anyway, so I'm going to be doing that. So I may head out late Friday. First thing Saturday morning or something, get there by like noon.
Where'd you make the reservations for?
No, it's a place in Boston that we were all like, you know, there's like 15
Friday.
Guys that we have a table to watch
Saturday.
Games.
Okay, yeah.
No. I haven't got any reservations yet, so I'm, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't.
If I'm going to do something, I'll get someplace down near there that's close.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Vegas is charging like $150 to watch its games now and stuff, I saw.
Yeah, give me a break. It's crazy.
Well, again, it all depends on the casino. A lot of them are just opening up like ballrooms and stuff. Like, you know where they had the seminar this summer? Opened that whole thing up to watch basketball games at the Nugget.
And that's free.
That's what they do. You know, they have you can buy liquor
too.
In there, you can buy food, and they also have guys where you can make bets. So it's, you know.
Yeah, blackjack.
A lot of them do that, too. They don't charge you for that. You know, that's, you know. I mean, if you want to pay, I know guys that go to Caesars and pay, you know, they pay $1,000 for a goddamn. It's like going to a nightclub and getting bottle service. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So there's stuff for every taste and whatever people want. You know what I mean? But there's ways. You know, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. But Vegas is absolutely crazy on a weekend like this. I was kind of shocked to hear Big Man on Campus say that that at the Oceans it was kind of dead except for the sports book.
Yeah. You know, it's rainy. It's Thursday. I'm sure it'll pick up over the weekend. But there's
Doubt that at all. Yeah.
And one thing here in New Jersey, it's a big ratio. It's a big ratio of people betting on the apps. So it's a different mentality. There's legalized sports betting, whatever. I can just bet on my phone, and I don't have to go to the book per se, right? So it's not like a destination. People are taking vacations to go to the Meadowlands, staying at the Meadowlands View Inn across the street.
I think New Jersey did it right. A lot of these jurisdictions that have it now, a lot of them don't have phone apps.
I know.
And I think it's crazy. The way you make money is based on volume in that business. And you get much more volume if you have an app.
All right, Slick Pick. So we got a couple minutes before the break. So what's your best bets for tonight, buddy?
I really like Nevada. I love them. I like Nevada. It's going to be coming up at 6:50, so that's good. I like Villanova, and I also like Old Dominion plus the 12.5. OD's been pretty lucky, and I don't think Purdue's that good in terms of a Big Ten team. So
I agree.
I'll give you a buzz tomorrow when I'm close or whatever, sometime on Saturday, probably Saturday morning maybe.
Yeah, send me just a double, because I always have new phones. Send me a DM with your number, too, and I'll check my DMs, though, but I'll be there. All right, thanks, Slick Picks.
All right, cool. Over the summertime, you can send me a number, but maybe it's changed since then. That's fine. Okay, all right, cool.
New one.
Hi, buddy. You good talk?
Jay, Slick Picks with your Slick. There's Slick Picks in Boston.
Yeah.
Game time decision continues. See you, Jay.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Game Time Decisions continues. Red Heat and Rage Radio. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down in a very dark and gloomy New York, New Jersey here this evening. We're going to have to get, you know, it's different. That's the thing. We have different lights all the time at different times of the day. We're going to have to get Carl and Cardano back here. We have to do a couple of adjustments anyways. So we'll tweak some things, but we appreciate you joining us here on the program. We're not going to be here tomorrow, guys. We'll be on in the morning. Are you on Saturday and Sunday with Colonel Kurtz this weekend?
Attention! You got that right. Me and Colonel Kurtz, Saturday and Sunday. We'll break all down the baseball props, futures, go over the NCAA lines for the weekend game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Gabe, some live golf bets. Lots of fun with Colonel Kurtz. And hockey, because the Kurtz loves his pucks.
I'll try to call in.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If you're alive and you wake up, sure. If you're if you're breathing, it'd be great. But I don't expect you to do that because I know what happens on those trips.
Yeah,
you might not be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm gonna have to get up for the games. I don't know what time the games start at. I haven't seen any Saturday matchups yet. Right? They haven't played it out yet. So
exactly.
We'll know by the end of the day, though. We'll know by the end of the day. All right, Cam. So we've got all this college stuff going on. And, man, I got a lot of plays going on, and there's games. I'm like, oh, yeah, and there's that game, and there's this game here this evening. But there is also NHL hockey tonight, and I know you're not going to be deterred from laying it down, and there's a lot of games on the card tonight.
12.
Arizona at Florida this evening. Got Boston at New Jersey. New York Islanders and a Montreal Canadiens. Canadiens are running out of racetrack. If they want to make the playoffs, they're going to have to, they got to win some games. Just 5-5 in their last 10 games. So are the New York Islanders right now. What do you make of this one with the Canadiens minus 150?
I kind of agree with Pie Man. I don't think it's a lock, but I lean to Montreal in this game. If Carey Price starts at home, they understand what has to be done. They're also looking at Columbus, who has, they're in a favorite position in another game that I like. I like both teams. In those situations, I like the Canadians to win at $1.45, and I like Columbus to win at minus 135 at Edmonton in the later games. I think they keep pace with each other and both find a way to get the 2 points tonight. Another game I was looking at, I think this is a statement game, Gabe, in the late hours at 10:08 for Vegas against Winnipeg. I know my tenant Joe's a big Winnipeg guy, but I told him, like, down the stretch, I think Winnipeg last year after they went in the playoffs, they kind of ran out of gas. Also, Wheeler got a little bit banged up a couple games ago. I like Vegas to get it done. It's up to minus 180. It was 165 before, but maybe in regulation there. There's a lot of things that another game that I like. I love Carolina again. I'm going to take Carolina at home against Pittsburgh. Carolina at home against Tampa Bay. Yeah, sorry, Tampa Bay. Thank you, Gabe. They're playing Tampa Bay tonight. Tampa Bay was lucky. Vasilevsky, I was on Washington, Gabe. It cost me a $580 parlay. I went 4-5 on it, and I was going to take Tampa Bay at plus 1.5, but like you in the basketball game, I got greedy with the plus money instead of taking the security, and it ended up costing me close to $600 because I won all my other games. The Leafs won, Winnipeg won, Vancouver, Gabe, they killed, as we said. But you know what? Carolina at home is a great play. Tampa Bay, I think this is a great fade spot. The Lightning are an awesome team, but, man, tonight, give me the Canes at minus 140, Gabe. It's one of my favorite plays.
All right, we'll get back to the games. I believe our main man, Julio, did a great job checking in the morning after, earlier in the week, in Des Moines, Iowa, right now, stepping up and in. Julio, what's up, Julio?
Boy, I tell you what, watching the end of that New Mexico State game, Gabe, I thought the Aggies were going to pull away with the money line upset. But I'll take the cover, but those free throws, man. Mid-majors got to make their free throws if they're going to pull the upsets.
You're right. So, listen, you're not a far drive for you. So, were you there for the Bradley-Michigan State game earlier in the day, and now you're going to see Florida and Nevada?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was here for both games.
Are you working there? Did you get a press pass, or what happened? Did you go down as a fan?
Oh, yeah. No, got me a press pass, and been enjoying both high-quality games this far today.
Have you seen, let's get right out of the important stuff, have you seen Florida and Nevada warm up at all? Are they out there? Like, have you seen them, like, side by side, in the building, on the court at all?
Yeah, both teams are warming up right now. Tip-off is slated for 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Yeah, both teams are warming up right now. It's going to be a great matchup. I'm leaning towards the Wolfpack tonight. They seem pretty hyped, pretty confident as they head onto the floor here in Des Moines.
That seems to be the consensus.
I know, I'm worried, man. We all like them.
That's that. Yeah, we were 4-0 earlier on the show. All four of us said Nevada, and Jay Slickpicks called in, so that's 5. Now you're 6. So we're 6 Nevadas, 0 Floridas. We're freaking doomed, guys.
Oh, I know.
Nah, I may have to pull out my Southwest inputter and sprinkle a little bit on Florida just in case. But you know, Nevada, I think they're game for this. I think they're ready for this. I think losing in the Mountain West tournament has helped them. Yeah, you know, tonight's an opportunity to get sour taste out of their mouth, and really they've been waiting for this tournament since the start of this season. So it's finally here, and I think they're going to make a statement here in the opening round.
All right. So what else? What else you like tonight? Any sprinkles for Big Card Julio, or it's Mid Card Julio tonight? Yeah, what's up, Big Card Julio doing?
I'm going to do a parlay tonight. I'm going to do the Bruins and the Flames tonight on a parlay. So I'll do some hockey action as I'll listen to those games on the way home. I'm on the fence whether or not to take the points with Montana or think Michigan's going to throttle them tonight. Watching Bradley today, I may lean toward the points with the Golden Bridges, but it's going to be a mild card tonight. I may do some in-play betting and just see how the night games progress.
Julio focusing in on the Nevada Florida game. So where should we be looking for you? Where are you sitting? You're going to be sitting at one of those tables, or are you in a press box up high? Where do they have you?
I'm all the way up top. Yeah, I'm in the press box, all the way up top. I think I have access to the floor as well, so I may make my way down there. I'm in a blue Patagonia. Just look for a blueberry blue Patagonia, and you'll see this colorful mug on the TV. But I may make my way down to the floor, but I think that is my only place.
You're like me and Kevin. Go ahead. When we went to the national championship, we were representatives of the International Bowl.
Correct.
And our seats weren't at our place, like where we were placed. Very good, but not quite as good as where the SEC and Big Ten crews were. Remember, Cameron, the other bowl games?
Yes,
like,
I do
even
remember.
We were at like a like sort of like everyone meets for drinks type thing. So everyone has passes on. So basically a national championship game, like every bowl is represented pretty much. So it's like, you know, who are you with? The Orange Bowl, or you're with the Sugar Bowl. And me and Cam, we're the International Bowl. We're in like the corner with like the Liberty Bowl guys, the Auto Care Midas Bowl guys. And we're all talking shit about the Big Bowl. They're all like, these guys are veterans in a bowl scene. The International Bowl didn't have anybody to send. So it's just me and Cam got the pass. So it was all guys that ran the bowls. So it was really funny. Remember, Cam, like the guys drinking? He's like, those guys are jackasses that run the Rose Bowl. They think they're king shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so the smaller bowls were ripping the big bowl guys.
Yeah, they hate
like,
the big bowls.
They're like, you guys are all right. The International Bowl. Like, what do you do? We're like, oh, we just hosted the event, man. Like, you know what I mean? We're not with the committee. Like, people thought we were on the International Bowl committee.
Yeah. No, we weren't.
Before I let you guys go, one thing I do like, I know the numbers aren't posted yet, but I'm gonna take the opening number, the under in Michigan State, Minnesota for Saturday. That's going to be a good old-fashioned Big Ten defensive snooze fest. A lot of bricks I anticipate on Saturday when those two square up.
Yeah, Michigan State and Minnesota. All right, Julio, enjoy the game, buddy, tonight at Des Moines.
Yeah, you guys take care, man. The winners be yours.
And yours, Julio.
Take care.
I'm getting a little worried about my total here in this Marquette game at Murray State due to freaking Marquette. They've got 46 points. They're just stuck at 46. And Murray State's getting cocky. Like, John Morant's trying, like, Magic Johnson behind the back passes now and stuff. Like, you know, I get it. It's a showcase. You're on TV. It's the tournament. You're trying to, you know, get your name out there even more. They're up by 22 right now. Marquette's just on the verge of quitting. And I tell you, Cam, you know, you look at you play this stuff by conference. And earlier last night, we saw St. John's were overwhelmed by a Pac-12 team. They came back bit, but they were generally.
They were lucky to even be in that game. Yeah. Arizona State killed them.
Arizona State was the better team. Here's another Big East team right now. They're getting run out of the freaking barn, man, by an old Ohio Valley Conference team or wherever the hell Missouri State's from. I think they're the OVC?
Yeah, Murray State. Oh, yeah, I think they're OVC, yeah.
Yeah, wherever the hell they're from. They're getting run out of the gym here. Getting a little concerned about Seton Hall now tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I don't know, though, Cam. I'm just going to say, I don't know, and I'm not sitting here saying, oh, Big East basketball is terrible, but I think it's that damn Big East tournament behind me at MSG. It takes too much out of these guys. It's too, like, the Big East is, like, important because it's in the garden. Like, I'm telling you, man, these teams were deflated and battled, and you saw Seton Hall. They laid it on the freaking line trying to win and beat Villanova on Saturday.
Exactly.
Like, they really try to win that tournament. It could drain them. You know, now Seton Hall, you know, flying across the country here. Where is this game?
Great point. You bring up a good point. And Coach Gillum, like you had him on the show. I remember when he coached Virginia. I thought he was a very good coach. And good, excellent point by you guys when you're talking about the fatigue factor. And there is something about playing at the Mecca at Madison Square Garden. And the Big East, a lot of the time, these teams just beat the living piss out of each other. It's like an old school street fight. You get tired afterwards, and they run out of gas. The more I think about it, Gabe, like, you know, I like Seton Hall's athleticism and grit, but Wofford might be the play there.
Listen, I know Seton Hall. I'm gonna go with them. I think they're scrappy enough. I like them as an underdog. I think, you know, I like them with the chip on their shoulder this game. All right, we'll hit this some more on the other side.
The morning after. Kevin Durant says, of course, being the jackass that he is, and I like Kevin Durant, but the guy's just a douche. He says that it's too bad that all pro votes will be voted by people that don't really know the game. Okay, so I guess they incorrectly voted you the NBA Finals MVP 2 years in a row. It's like Donald Trump bitching about social media screwing him when Facebook worked with him in Cambridge Analytics to help him win. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and our popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy.
Big league, though, $200.
That's $200 league. It's a big-time draft.
The money is, but, you know, the players in the game are like local jabronis and stuff, you know what I mean?
So you crushed them.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I pretty much dominated. You have to hear this team.
He read me out his team.
It's pretty stacked.
It is a 10-team league, so, I mean, everyone might be stacked. But he basically put these jabronis through tables.
I'm here. At catcher, I got Danny Jansen. I got Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Nick Senzel.
It's a great team.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
While you guys are fixated on your college basketball brackets, NFL teams are focusing in on the 2019 NFL draft and your serious fantasy football players. Hey guys, it's never too early to start prepping for that 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Medic and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you a huge edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. So we're going to go through the rest of the board here too, see what we got. I don't know. I'll ask Gabe when he comes back. He just went to the bathroom, but see if he's betting on the College Insider Tournament tonight. If we're going to go real lowbrow with the CIT tonight, Florida Atlantic and Charleston Southern. Charleston Southern -4.5 in that game. Total 142.5. Charleston Southern -200 on the money line. Florida Atlantic +170. Also, a 7 o'clock tip. We got St. Francis, New York, and Hampton. Hamptons laying 8.5 there in that game. St. Francis +8.5, total 157. Hampton on the money line -425, and St. Francis +325. Later games tonight, College Insider Tournament games here. Cal State Bakersfield versus Cal State Fullerton. Fullerton, remember these games, the home team at the bottom, they got home court advantage here. Fullerton at home laying 5.5 against Bakersfield, total 143.5. -235.5 for the Fullerton Titans on the money line, +190 for Bakersfield. And then the other game at 8 o'clock tonight, Kent State +3, UL Monroe laying 3, 155. UL Monroe, the home team, they are -160 on the money line. And we have some games going to tip off very, very shortly. We're about 8 minutes from tip off between Florida and Nevada. The line has gone up. Morenci, the line now for Nevada. We're looking at -3 in this game against Florida. Was 2 to 2.5 to 3. Kind of worried here. We're all on it. So Nevada -3. Money line from $1.40 up to $1.60. Total in the game, 135. That's the next game to go off.
It's all
the next wave. That it's crazy.
We
it's
moved
gone
the
up
number.
To 3.
Everyone's yeah, we moved taking the number. Nevada. Everybody. Yep.
Well, I'm worried now. I'm really worried. But hey, you know, maybe they win the game. We got money line. Maybe they win between 1 and 3. You know, who knows?
But, also on the over. The over of this Murray State Marquette game is not going to get there. It's got a puncher's chance, but it's not high enough for fouls. Most of the games today that we've hit the overs, there's been a frenetic, like, panic finish at the end. What's Marquette going to do, dude? They're down by 20 points right now. You know, they're down by 21 with 4.5 minutes left. Like, a pathetic performance from Marquette. Pretty weak. Listen,
you warned me, man. You warned me. Like, I wanted to take Murray State, and I got scared because everybody – it's kind of like that game where everyone gave that public dog, and I let my tendencies and things to shift my opinion. Murray State's got one of the best players in the nation. They're a seasoned team. You know, they're in the tournament all the time. They're always a top two in their conference, and Marquette – you had the coach on, and he said they were tired. Well, he proved the point. He was right. Like, for them to lose, a Big East team to lose like that, that's pretty bad, man.
Getting pumped.
That's brutal.
And, yeah, you know, they just pumped. It's just like St. John's. They run down the court, they take a bad shot, and that's it. Like, they're not working to get back in the game. They're just buying time to get out of here now. And, you know, it's too bad because Murray State's done their part, bro. They're at 75 points. They've been screwing around Murray State, too, for the last couple of minutes. Like, a long time. Murray State's been screwing around the whole entire set. Like I said, they're walking the ball up the court. Ja Morant, 17 triple-double in tournament history. First since Draymond Green in 2012. So if you guys are wondering about Ja Morant and you've heard about this kid a little bit or you haven't, basically Zion Williamson, number one, R.J. Barrett, two, Ja Morant, three in the NBA draft. And then there's a massive drop-off after that. Then everyone's throwing darts. Yeah, I tell you, Morant might be working his way into, and I should say Cam Reddish is in the mix, but his stock's dropping a bit. But Ja Morant might be the second pick overall. Ashley Dawkins just tweeted out she thinks he's going to be the first pick overall. Zion's just too popular, right? Morant's good, but Zion's like different story, Zion.
Yeah. I had this college basketball lineup that I was working on too, Gabe. I can't working on it right now, trying to take some Wolverines.
I was going to try to, too. I just can't do it. I got too many.
I have it in my phone. I got my golf lineup popping up, but I probably hit the wrong button. I'm pretty, you know, pretty beat down. But, I was going to work on it. Some guys, the thing is, if you're going to play it tonight, I found Michigan players very, very cheap.
Yeah,
like,
because
even
the
their
total.
Star guys. Because the total's lower. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
How much is Porzingis? Like, Porzingis is where they look.
$6,200.
Yeah, so I'd take a look at him. But I'd take a look at Gonzaga players, Cam. Gonzaga are the ones going to drop 90 tonight. Yeah, they're going to be a little pricey, right? Well, I'll give people I'll give people some top plays here tonight in the NBA as well, just for, you know, to stay true to form here. But we got a lot of bets going on. And normally I don't check my phone during shows, but.
I have to, too.
Everything's about bets here right now. So I got to.
If you need to send me
buzzes or something, yeah.
If you need to send me something too, because I'm going to be running around and stuff, I got to go beat some people, whatever. I want to get your plays in, but right now I got your other ones in there. So if you got to send me something before 7 o'clock. I'll get all your stuff in for tonight.
I sent you everything. I sent you everything, and the West Coast inputter should be able to handle it tonight.
Nice. Perfect.
With the late night, like 9:30, 10. Like, if you notice, I bet everything up until like the 9:50, 10 o'clock games tonight already, you know? Yeah. I got everything in that I need to get in it right now. We went pretty big on it. Well, not pretty big, but our account, we just keep pushing the chips in and we keep winning. So the stakes just get higher every time. We're 13-3-1 right now. We're on the verge of hitting 14-3-1. But we're going to lose the total. So it'll be 14-4-1. At least I have Murray State money line to balance it out a little bit. So it'll be plus units again. Move forward. We're 3 minutes away from tip-off, guys. Me, Cam, and the world are on the Nevada Wolfpack. Listen, everyone, the spread opened at 3. Everyone hammered Florida all week. All right, so it seemed like the quote-unquote sharps bet Florida earlier in the week. And so they bet Florida earlier in the week. And now it seems like Johnny Public is buying back in on Nevada right now, Cam. And it got back up to 3 right now. Total sitting at 135. I'm on Nevada in the over in this game.
And what have we learned, Gabe, with the so far in the game, until the late slate, the dogs were 6-0. Let's take a look at some teams. New Mexico State, small conference team, covered, almost beat an Auburn team, SEC team, Florida, Nevada at the start of the year, a top four pick to win the NCAA championship. Me, you, and Big Man scoffed at that, but we're not going to scoff at what kind of team they are. We just didn't like the odds because of the weaker conference. But look at all the small schools that covered. Bradley took a very good Michigan State team to the brink today. So you know what? These SEC teams, what, Auburn, LSU, Yale's best player. The guy never misses. He had one of his worst shooting days ever. They don't cover the spread, right? So I'm looking at the SEC right now. What have you done for me? Well, Auburn got the win, barely, versus New Mexico State, and LSU hung on while Yale's best player played one of the worst games of his career. So, and I'll tell you, LSU's a better team than Florida.
You know, I do think, though, the SEC is going to have a nice tournament.
Tennessee will do well.
Tennessee's going to go to the Final Four.
I like that one deep, too.
That's what I put in my bracket. I've got Tennessee to knock off Virginia. And I'll bet it along the way. You can get it at plus 300 right now to win the bracket, that region. Yet, no need to really pull the trigger on that. You can play it as it goes along because they'll be underdogs to Virginia. A lot of kids are putting up big numbers here. Tevin Brown going to the line, 75-58. Under 4 minutes remaining, so we're at 133. What was the total? Like 149.5 in this game, I think
it
was?
Yeah, it's pretty high. Very high. It's something around like 149.
You know, because Murray State, I can't, you know, Murray State have slowed down, but I can't really hate on them. They're winning, you know, they're winning comfortably, so they're not going to screw around. Yeah, we're up to 132 right now. We need like 18 points in 3.5 minutes. If it was a little closer, it could be a chance. Here's Howard. Guys got to hit threes, man. Here's the three. It goes in. Okay. Hey, we're at 138. Sorry, my math was off. 138. They got the score wrong on TBS here for a second. 77-61. Yeah, 138.
You don't even know what I'm dealing with. This is the one time where, you know, when you leave Toronto and you go to the States, I'm watching the March Madness show on the local carrier here. They go to Just Hockey with Gino Retta in the middle. Like, I'm just watching the game. They don't even, like, have a change. They go right to – I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, you have five channels. I could barely watch these games. It's just so frustrating. Like, I'll bet hockey, but, guys, this is a tournament once a year. Like, get it together. Keep the games on. Just so frustrating, these guys.
So what, they just cut away from the games?
Oh, dude, remember when we used to do it at our network? We
did it right. Yeah, because all day.
We had coaches on, studios, everything. They're just, these guys are clowns. That's what I hate about these big networks, right? And they got a nice girl on, Kia Nurse. She's, you know, female basketball player. She's doing a nice job. She's talking about the games. Jack, our buddy Jack's there. You know, nice guy. But, like, they're preempting things. They cut in the middle. The games aren't over. They flipped other stuff. No warning. Just a horrible production, man. Like, I'll tell you, Marenzi, when you used to have the coaches on and stuff like that, you could say what you want. For when we were Canadian, we were doing better than the carriers of that. When we carried the tournament, every single minute of every game, court surfing, everything. It's a whole different world we're living in now.
Oh, no, you're right. The score, that was the best thing. We did great coverage.
We kicked ass in that tournament, man. Like, people even said, like, wow, you guys are going to every game.
Duncan. Come on, man.
Dunk it.
Call a technical on Murray State for showboating. I think showboating, Cam. Like, as you know, as someone with the over, I'd call a tee. I would have teed up a kid earlier. Like, he flexed his mind. Like,
they're getting a little bold, are they?
No. They're kicking the shit out of them. Like, this is like a street ball beating. Like, they're dunking on them. They're flexing on them. Like,
they're not done yet. It's at 142, right? With 208.
I know.
You just need Marquette to hit bomb. Like, if they can get two or three threes and Murray State puts up another bat, this is definitely not over yet. Not over. Right.
We wish the best to Yang and Mrs. Yang. But Sean's a Michigan fan. You laying the points, Sean? Sean, you get minus 15 with Michigan? Is it Michigan in a route?
Michigan in a route. Come on. Yeah, of course.
Sean's right. Michigan's going to kill him, Marenzi. Everyone's going on Montana. I know, dude, the double tournament win, conference win, all the two-step stuff. It fits the criteria, but there's something weird when that line doesn't move off. Like, the cheapest line I've seen is 14.5, and there's been 15 flats on almost every book. Like, the line's not moving, and people think Montana's a good dog. I think Michigan goes in there and wins, like, by 22. They get it done. They're a better team.
I'm not taking Montana. I'm not getting in front of this either. I'm going to stay away, but you guys are right. Michigan's probably going to win by about 18, 19, like you just said, Cam. Like,
just cover.
22. Like I said, they can mess you up, and they're going to be pissed off after the Big Ten game. Like, they're not going to just take it easy, Michigan. Like, they'll come in and bring their A game. Here's a three ball. Doesn't go in. Son of a. We're running out of racetrack. We're at 143 with 145 left. Come on. Hit the damn shot, Howard. He gets fouled. He's going to the line.
See, that's the thing. Fouls are great. Clock stops.
I've had good luck, man, with these late stuff.
I gotta be honest with you, Marenzi. That's what I was telling you. Like, so far things have bounced your way. No need for rage or anything. Like we've been known to have horrible bad beats, whatever. So far, it's a good start. Knock on wood, my head, everything. It's like the bounces are going your way. So it's been a good start to the tournament. This isn't over yet, too. 81-64, 5 points and a .138. This could happen. Marquette's just got to bury some threes. And Murray State just don't walk it out for the last possession. This is going to be real close, man.
What's my number? Look, is it 149.5?
I got to find your number here. Hold on. Over Murray State. Okay, Murray. Yeah, you got that money line over. What the hell you got here? I got to find it here. Unsettled. 153.
Oh, there's another one that should be a little lower, though, too, right? It went up. Oh, my God. We're not going to get 153. We're screwed. It's okay. We got Murray State money line.
You got Murray State, though, twice, I think, at plus three and money line, don't you?
Yeah, I bet it twice. Yeah. I took a plus three and money line, yeah.
That is correct. So hold on. So how much time's left? $1.06, and they're at 147.
147.
Yeah, you're right. There's got to be, like, it's got to be, they got to can't quit, like, and hit to, you know what? It's not impossible. It's not impossible, but not likely.
It would take some luck.
It would.
So, yeah, so we got to get to our picks. So, my bets, Nevada money line, Nevada, Florida over 135, Villanova minus the four, St. Mary's, Villanova under. So, Nevada and the over, Villanova and the under, Seton Hall plus three, Seton Hall, Wofford over 144. What do you got, Cam?
I'm going to take a shot with you with Nevada money line. I'm taking Baylor plus 1.5. Baylor Bears on the money line as well. Split the unit up. We only disagree on one thing. I don't trust Seton Hall. I'm going to take Wofford on the money line. NHL action. The Montreal Canadiens minus 145 to beat the Islanders. Chicago 120 tonight over Philadelphia. Columbus minus 135 to get it done in Edmonton. And Vegas to beat the Jets. Two pooches on the board tonight. Pittsburgh to upset Nashville at plus 125. And my big ugly pooch, I'm going to take a shot with Colorado plus 145 in Dallas tonight. May the winners be ours, Morenzi. Big card, Cam and Gabe. Actually, yeah, medium card.
Let's get this.
It's not too big.
We fell just short. Thanks for nothing, Marquette. 83-64, final score.
Oh, wow.
83-64, final
score.
Got
the others.
But we're now 14-4-1 going into this Nevada game, which is actually begun. I got
just started. Just tipped off. Just tipped off.
All right, in this league, keep it locked here, guys. We'll see you in the morning. No game time decisions tomorrow, so join me on the morning show.